This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're throwing the lines open because it's open mic in this hour. That's right, open mic. This means that you can get to the phones and give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Now, some people say, come on, if I get on national radio, I'll make a fool of myself. I'll ask a children's question and everyone's going to laugh. Well, sometimes the children's questions are the most profound of all. I like to tell people that years ago there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a stupid question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a weird question, can you outrace a light beam? But he was fascinated by that question and spent 10 years from the age 16 to the age of 26 puzzling over the question, can you outrace a light beam? Finally, when he did it, he got the answer. He changed world history. His name was Albert Einstein. That theory is called relativity, which makes possible the atomic bomb, which explains why the sun shines. It explains why the stars twinkle. It gives us energy in the form of nuclear. And all the devices in your living room, the internet, iPods, iPads, all that stuff, a lot of it can be traced back to what happened when a 16-year-old boy asked the question, can you outrace a light beam? So you may want to give us a call. And also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you my book tour. In the end of February, I'll be traveling around the country signing perhaps your copy of The Future of Humanity. We are entering a new era in space travel. 50 years ago, we went to the moon. Starting next year, we're going to send a robot to go around the moon. A few years after that, humans. Humans are going back to the moon. And then on to Mars. In fact, it's cheaper now to go to outer space. Elon Musk of SpaceX had that spectacular success sending his Tesla, sending a red roadster Tesla into orbit in the solar system with his Falcon Heavy rocket. Compliments, not of the taxpayers, compliments of his private generosity. So the union between private and public enterprise is reducing the cost of space travel. In fact, even India just a few years ago successfully sent a probe to Mars. That's right, even a developing nation can jump into the game. They sent a probe to Mars. And so find out what all the excitement is about as we enter a new golden age of space travel. The book is called The Future of Humanity. Go to my website and you'll find out where I'll be going in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Boston, Philadelphia, and New York. mkaku.org is the website to go to, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's move right along because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Wayne Smith. I'm from Bozeman, Montana, KMMS. And I have a quick question. Is can you explain SHC? Thank you.
Well, I think what you mean is the LHC. I could be wrong, but the LHC is what's been getting all the publicity and all the controversy. That is the Large Hadron Collider, which is the largest atom smasher on the planet Earth based outside Geneva, Switzerland. Now, first of all, why Geneva? It's because the U.S. Congress was too cheap and chintzy to back the supercollider. Back in the 1990s, believe it or not, over 20 years ago, we physicists said that the next frontier is to create a supercollider, a gigantic circular device to smash protons apart to find out what's inside a proton. Well, Congress got cold feet. They gave us $1 billion to dig the hole outside Dallas, Texas. They canceled it, wasting $1 billion, and then they gave us a second $1 billion to fill up the hole. Think about that. $2 billion to dig a hole and fill it up. I can't think of anything more stupid and idiotic than what the United States Congress did by canceling the supercollider. Well, the Europeans said, we have an opening. An opening because the Americans are so idiotic, they spent $2 billion digging a hole and filling it up. Why don't we, the Europeans, build the biggest atom smasher in the world? And that's why the Higgs boson and all the publicity around quarks and stuff like that is now going to Switzerland. The Vatican of Physics is no longer in the United States. The Vatican of Physics is Geneva, Switzerland. My friends have to go to Geneva, Switzerland if they want to do cutting-edge research. Now, this is a particle accelerator. It is a device that can send protons at 14 trillion electron volts, energies not seen since the instant of the Big Bang. Now, let me say that when I was in high school, years and years ago, I actually built a particle accelerator myself. I built a 2.3 million electron volt betatron particle accelerator in my mom's garage. Now, my accelerator was small. You could fit it in my garage. However, the Large Hadron Collider is so big that you could put the city of Geneva inside the machine. That's how big this gigantic circular machine is, the Large Hadron Collider. Now, ultimately, we want to build an even bigger machine, the linear accelerator, probably based in Japan, which may probe the outlines of string theory. The next theory to be probed beyond the Higgs boson is dark matter, and string theory gives us the most elegant understanding of dark matter. And so we hope that the next generation of particle accelerators will give us proof that string theory is correct. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Kev, listening from California on the Genesis Radio Network. I know that green stars do not exist because of the way our eyes work, but I have a theory. Plants are green because they absorb light from the sun. Since the sun does not produce green light, that means the plant leaves reflect green light and absorb the light that the sun does produce. This might explain why plants are green, or conversely, why stars are not green. What are your thoughts on this? Furthermore, nebulae can be green because plants do not rely on nebulae for photosynthesis. One last question I have is, why are there no green-furred mammals aside from the sloth? It would make sense because if they're hiding in vegetation, having green fur would be an advantage. Thank you for your time, and I hope to read your next book when it comes out in late February.
Well, you ask a whole bunch of questions, so let's try to break them down one at a time. First of all, some animals are green because of camouflage. Insects, for example. Many insects are green precisely because of that. But then the leaves change. The leaves change, and the metabolism and chemistry of insects is such that they can also change color to match the changing of the foliage. Now, mammals, unfortunately, do not have green. It's perhaps an accident of evolution, because, of course, it is possible to change color of fur, but Mother Nature has given us fur that don't change color that much. And so then the question is, why green? Because that's the color of chlorophyll. Plants are green because they absorb light, except mainly greens, which is then reflected out. So when you look at a green plant, you're looking at light which is not absorbed by the plant. And that's why green, which is not absorbed by the plant, goes into your eye. And then the question is, why don't we have green stars? Well, first of all, why do stars have color at all? Think about it for a moment. Think of a match. what is the color of the bottom of the flame and the top of the flame? That'll give us the secret of why we don't have green stars, and I'll answer that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science, and this hour it's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's a chance. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. Well, we had a question concerning the color green. Why do plants have green color? Why don't we see green stars everywhere in the cosmos? So let's say a few things about that. First of all, life on Earth has plants which are green because of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is a rather nice chemical, an exotic chemical, that takes sunlight, and combines it with carbon dioxide to create sugars, like glucose. And so it's Mother Nature's way of converting sunlight into food. And we, as humans, eat plants, so in some sense we're parasites on the plant kingdom, and we consume that food and emit carbon dioxide. So chlorophyll is the chemical that makes that possible. It is green in color, and that's why plants are green. And then the question is, why do stars have a certain set of colors? Well, the color of a star depends upon its temperature. Take a look at a match. Take a match and light it up and look at the very bottom of the flame. What is the color? The color at the very bottom of the flame, why, it's blue. It is blue at the bottom, and what is the color at the top of the flame? It is red and orange. In fact, if you take a look at your oven, turn on your oven, you'll find that the hottest part of the oven flame, the flame on your stove, is at the bottom, which is blue, and at the top, it is red. Now, why is that? Because color corresponds to temperature. Red is the coolest of the colors. Red hot is, of course, a few thousand degrees, but it is cool compared to blue, which is blue hot. These are the colors of the rainbow. So when you look at a flame, the fact that it is blue at the bottom, red at the top, is an example of the colors of the rainbow. And what are the colors of the rainbow? Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Roy G. Biv corresponds to energy. Energy corresponds to temperature. Therefore, red hot is a few thousand degrees, but is not as hot as blue hot. Blue hot is much hotter than red hot. So, you can have blue stars, which are the hottest stars you see in the heavens, but also green stars. Yes, there are green stars, but you don't see too many of them. Because in the rainbow, green does not occupy a very large part of the colors of the rainbow. So in other words, why do we have red stars and blue stars? Red stars are the coolest, blue stars are the hottest, because of the colors of the rainbow in turn correspond to temperature. That's why we say things are red hot, but white hot is even hotter than red hot. Because when all the colors merge together, like blue and so on and so forth, you get white. So that's the origin of the reason why we have color in outer space and also color in your backyard. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Joel. I'm calling from the AM 870 Detroit area. Michigan. And I was just curious about the full disclosure the government is supposed to make on the alien spaceships and everything else and the UFOs, whether that's true or what's going on. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very hot question. Let me try to address it. On radio, I actually had a debate once between one of the leaders of the UFO movement who believes that in 1947 there was a flying saucer which crashed outside Roswell, and perhaps they were dead bodies of aliens that were taken out by the Air Force. And then also on the other side, I had a retired Air Force general, and he said, bah, humbug, all that stuff is nonsense. But was there any middle ground between these two opposite points of view? First of all, both the pro and the con side admitted that the Air Force lies through its teeth. Why? Because it wanted to protect its top secret programs. For example, Area 51 is visible from outer space. You can Google it on your cell phone, in fact, and look at Area 51 right on your cell phone. And it's a place where we test experimental aircraft. For example, the stealth bomber. The stealth bomber was tested there. You want it to be tested in the middle of nowhere so you don't excite the imagination of nearby tourists. And, yes, that's where we experiment with things like flying wings, hypersonic drones, and different kinds of experimental aircraft. So the Air Force lies to protect itself and has deliberately planted false stories concerning flying saucers. Now, does that mean that all UFO sightings are fake? No. It means that many of them are natural phenomenon. Some of them, in fact, are made-up stories by the Air Force to cover its experimental aircraft, but that still leaves about 5% of UFO sightings which have no simple explanation. The most famous being the JAL incident, where pilots in a Japan Airlines commercial flight saw something hovering next to it. It was tracked by radar, and so there was visual sighting and radar sighting by multiple witnesses. This is the hardest to dismiss because it is easy to dismiss one person saying that they saw something up there flying in their backyard. So what are we going to make up of this? My personal point of view is that perhaps they are hypersonic drones being tested out of Area 51. Not supersonic, but hypersonic, and they're drones, and that gives them the ability to zigzag and perform all these miraculous feats, which would crush a pilot inside one of these devices. Are they possible visitors from other planets? That cannot be ruled out. I repeat, cannot be ruled out. I would personally say that most of the sightings are due to natural phenomenon and also perhaps military experimental aircraft. But you cannot dismiss the possibility that perhaps they're visitors from another planet. Now, my own personal view is if one day in the future you get abducted by a flying saucer, then for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what it is, an alien paperweight, an alien chip, an alien pencil. Steal something. Otherwise, it's your word against others that you were abducted by a flying saucer. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. I'm really big fan from Novi, Michigan. My name is Zachary Tate, and I just had a quick theory. Well, not, I guess, quick theory, just a quick question. I noticed a lot of your theories revolve around Einstein and theoretical quantum physics. I just wanted to know what you had to say about, say, Nikola Tesla, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, or Dr. John F. Green. Thank you for your time, and it would really catch my curiosity.
Okay, well, first of all, you're absolutely right. A lot of the questions and a lot of the topics do impinge upon Einstein's theory of relativity and the quantum theory because, well, that's what I do for a living. That's my day job, being a professor of theoretical physics. Every day I work with Einstein's equations. Every day I work with the equations of string theory. But I have a curiosity in medicine, space travel, and that's why my books are just not devoted to the quantum theory. Now, you ask another question about Tesla. The other individuals you mentioned I'm not aware of, but I happen to own a copy of Tesla's collected works because we physicists appreciate the real contributions of Tesla. Even though he died in ignominy, he died in the New Yorker hotel, he was mentally ill, he had OCD, and was obsessed with the number 3, and he was convinced that people were out to poison him. We physicists wanted to honor his memory, and so we renamed the unit of magnetism the Tesla. That's right. Every time you go into an MRI machine and you ask, how strong is that magnetic field? They'll say it's about 1T. What is T? Tesla. Tesla is the unit of magnetism. And Elon Musk is a former physicist. And that's why Tesla Motors was also named after Tesla, because we physicists want to make sure that his name lives forever. Well, let's take a short commercial break. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the cutting edge of science. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And did you know we're about to enter a new era in space exploration? That's right. Starting next year, the SLS booster rocket takes us back to the moon after a 50-year gap. And not to be outdone, Elon Musk of SpaceX has launched his rocket, the most powerful rocket on the planet Earth. In fact, I wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal just last week, an article about this historic launch, private enterprise coming to the rescue, creating the most powerful rocket known to science at the present time. So it's back to outer space. Find out more about my book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space, by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, where there is my book tour schedule. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Ryan Kroll. I'm an engineering student from Chicago. I will be at your book visit here in Chicago on the 26th of February. My question to you via Twitter, this whole idea of virtual reality, but instead of it being through visualizing it through animation, more so it being as the reality that we make up in our minds. And would it be possible to create in our own mind a world that is four dimension, virtually, like I said, in our minds, not just what we see through, you know, those virtual reality goggles or augmented reality goggles or devices. So would it be possible for us to ingrain in our minds, to be able to create a digital world within our minds, and would it be possible to create four dimensions within our mind and use that to not to bring back to our 3D world, to be able to solve problems in and out of those two different realities. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hopefully I get a chance to get a free copy of your book. I'm so interested and eager to read. So thank you so much. Definitely be looking forward to your visit.
Okay, well, thanks for the comment. And the answer is, well, yes, we physicists have looked exactly into that question. First of all, let's define a few terms. Virtual reality is when you put on goggles and you see a cartoon. A cartoon of a new kind of world, a world where you can have superhuman powers and whatever, walk on the moon, go to Mars in virtual reality. Then augmented reality is reality as it actually exists, but augmented. That is, when you look at a person's face, you see their biography next to their name. Everything is annotated. You know what you're looking at. You can change the color of any object simply by asking it to change color. And you do that, for example, in your contact lens. So by simply blinking, you can access all the database of the planet Earth, any movie, any scene, and change it because you're changing reality. That's called augmented reality. Now, to move in the fourth dimension is not possible. However, after the break, let's talk about how virtual reality can allow you to move in virtual four dimensions. So once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. After the break, we'll talk about using virtual reality to fly through the fourth dimension.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we talk about the cutting edge of science. And if you want to be part of the March of Science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. I'll be on a book tour. Go to my website to find out when and where I'll be traveling in the end of February. mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, before the break, we had a question about moving in the fourth dimension. We cannot move in the fourth dimension. According to the laws of physics, we're stuck like flies on flypaper. We cannot leave our flypaper. We're stuck in the third dimension. However, with virtual reality and augmented reality, we can simulate a journey through the fourth dimension. Let's say I have a tabletop and I have a cookie man who sits and lives in a two-dimensional flat tabletop universe. Then I lift them. I lift them off the tabletop, and he can only see two-dimensional slices of our world. So his eyeballs are two-dimensional. His eyeballs can only see in the plane of his existence. So as he moves vertically, he sees two-dimensional objects changing form, changing color, doing things which are physically impossible. For example, if you are to move in the fourth dimension right now, right now, move in the fourth dimension, you will see objects changing color, changing shape, disappearing, reappearing, doing things that are physically impossible. We know that things don't simply disappear, change color all by themselves, reappear someplace else, but that's what a journey through the fourth dimension would look like. In other words, you are a cookie man floating with two-dimensional eyes. All you can see are slices of a three-dimensional world. So, for example, if you were to look at a pencil and you are floating vertically up, what would you see? You would not see the pencil at all. You would see a circle of wood. And as you rise up vertically, the circle of wood then turns black into carbon and then disappears when you move above the point of the pencil. So in other words, all the laws of physics that you are aware of would be violated if you could travel and float in the fourth dimension. Incredible, right? In fact, there's even a short story where a man floats in the fourth dimension, a collection of short stories by Clifton Fadiman, where he actually talks about a journey through the fourth dimension. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Andrew Rollins. I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi. I have a question. Can you give me your theory about the crop circles? And what do you think about that?
Okay, well, we have a question about crop circles, and my point of view is as follows. First of all, most of them can be dismissed as being fake. Not all, but most of them can. And how do I know that? Because many of the people who created them have gone on national television, international TV, in fact, and admitted that they created these crop circles. How do they do it? In fact, there are several documentaries that I've seen on TV where we actually journey to England to the farms where they make these crop circles. First of all, you get a stake. You slam the stake into the ground, and then you unwind a long rope. And then you start to move in a circle, pushing down the corn stalks or the wheat stalks, pushing down the plants as the string moves around this post. Then you stop, move the post, and do it all over again someplace else. Well, with time, you get rather sophisticated, and you can do these gorgeous, gorgeous patterns inside a cornfield, for example. Now, there's even an evolution of these things. If you photograph these crop circles and splice them together over time, you realize that there's a pattern. They started off as being very simple. It's just nothing but a simple circle in a cornfield. But as time went by, they became increasingly sophisticated and then almost fantastic in terms of their complexity. Why? Well, we'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku on Science Fantastic. We talk about the cutting edge of science. And if you want to be part of the March of Science, because it's open mic in this hour, you can give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about crop circles. And as I mentioned, we've had several documentaries on TV with interviews of the people who created these crop circles. First, they were rather primitive, but over time, they became increasingly sophisticated as crop circles got more and more attention. So I would say that a lot of the crop circles are fakes. However, that still leaves the question, are all of them fakes? And for that, well, I simply don't know. Because of the fact we have to keep an open mind, of course we don't want to keep an open mind so open that our brains fall out, but we have to keep an open mind because even if one crop circle happened to be evidence of an extraterrestrial visitation, that could change the course of history. So how does a scientist view these things? A scientist would say we need proof. Not just hearsay, but we need evidence. An alien chip, an alien piece of hardware, an alien pencil, an alien anything. If you've been abducted by aliens from outer space and they've done forbidden experiments on your private parts, then perhaps you possess alien DNA. That would clinch it right there, right then and there. If you simply show that you possess alien DNA, all the conjectures and all the hearsay and all the snickering would disappear overnight. So in other words, we scientists need things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. Hearsay is simply not enough in the court of science. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Michio. It's Kathy Aronson, and we're now signing up for your podcast on iTunes, and we understand that you're also on Sirius, so when we're driving, we'll also be able to listen to you. And I understand that you want to ask the question. The question I have is, what is the importance of going to Mars to the global population and then to me as an individual? Much luck with your new book. Cannot wait to get my hands on it. Here we go.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question, so let's try to break it down. First of all, the average person is not going to go to Mars. We're talking about a technology that's extremely expensive and actually quite dangerous. It's a 2-year journey to go to Mars, perhaps 9 months of weightlessness and all sorts of dangers from cosmic rays and things. Once you get to Mars, you have to stay there for several months to wait for the stars to align for a return journey. And so a 2-year trip to the planet Mars, and the cost is astronomical. To put anything in orbit around the Earth costs $10,000 a pound. That's your weight in gold. Your weight in gold just to put something in orbit around the Earth. Perhaps $100,000 a pound to put something on the moon, and perhaps $1 million a pound to put you on the red planet. So why should we do it? Well, for several reasons. First of all, we need an insurance policy. As my colleague Carl Sagan, the late astronomer, once said, we have to be at least a two-planet species. Life is simply too dangerous to be placed on the planet Earth. There are problems with ice ages, meteor impacts like what killed the dinosaurs, super volcanoes like what we have in Yellowstone National Park. And plus global warming, self-inflicted problems as well. Not to mention the fact that one day the sun is going to eat up the Earth 5 billion years into the future. Second of all, think of the economic benefit as well. The fact that the first space program forced us to miniaturize the transistor created the computer revolution of today. We all benefit from the computer revolution, which was a byproduct of the space program. Some people think that the new space program will give us quantum computers, that is, the ultimate computer, which could in turn revolutionize society. Third, the cost is going down. Instead of having to pay enormous sums of money to explore outer space, private enterprise is entering in the picture. Elon Musk recently had that spectacular success sending the Falcon Heavy rocket into outer space, putting a Tesla Roadster into orbit in space, and he did it not on taxpayers' money, he did it on his own. And so Silicon Valley billionaires are now jumping into the game. Jeff Bezos of Amazon wants to even create an Amazon delivery system to the moon. And he's created his own rocket base in Texas to back it up. And so we have these billionaires from Google, billionaires from SpaceX, from Tesla Motors, from Amazon, putting their money where their mouth is, reducing the cost of space travel. And so for all these reasons, many more reasons are given in my book, The Future of Humanity, I think it is a wise investment, especially it's getting cheaper, to invest in our future, and our ultimate destiny could be in outer space. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and go to my website and perhaps I'll be signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website. And after that, after I sign your book, you can go to eBay and auction them off for money. That's right. You can actually make money by going to my book tour. I'll be going through San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Washington, Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and maybe I'll see you on my book tour.
The world leader in independent One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.